Next on BYUSN, Cougar football tumbles 8 spots down to number 14 in the college football playoff rankings. But does the ranking even matter right now? BYU TV analyst Blaine Fowler will answer that question and why the Arizona State game is one of the biggest games in BYU football history.
Linebacker Jack Kelly on how to slow down the Arizona State offense and how the team's responding after the Kansas loss. And we play Know the Foe, Arizona State Edish.
Sun Devils on topic. Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Happy Wednesday, November 20th. I am Spencer Linton, alongside a man who likes to pull the occasional social media receipt, Jerem Jordan.
Big 12 quoted the BYU win over SMU last night after the rankings came out. SMU is spot above BYU. Bumping this just for fun. So, yeah, the Big 12 social account thinking what we're all thinking, which is, what?
Hey, Commissioner Yormark and Company, thanks for having BYU's back. Not that Brett had any direct say in that.
Yeah, literally nothing to do with it. But
I like to think he would sanction something like that. That's cool. It's cool to see the Big 12 come to bat for BYU.
Yeah, I don't think Brett's approving tweets, but yeah.
He trusts his people.
Hey, we're about to get into it in like literally 7 seconds, but some people riled up about last night. Riled up.
Let's discuss why. All rise and shout and get into what's trending.
BYU team, clearly, I don't think we'll have a shot at the playoff. So BYU's job now, Spence, is to win out, and then they got to win the Big 12 title game. BYU needs to go up, not down off this. Up, up, up.
What's trending, presented by Tim Daly Ford, part of the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968. In case you missed it last night, BYU drops 8 spots from number 6 to number 14. 2 spots out of the top 12 after a loss to Kansas, and now are in the middle of the pack in the latest college football playoff rankings. BYU, however, is still the highest-ranked Big 12 team, but obviously behind Boise State and behind SMU. Okay, a lot to unpack here. Jerem, first and foremost, how much does it really matter that BYU dropped 8 spots and is unthinkably behind Boise and SMU?
Now, one of my creeds in life is if something's inconvenient that you can't just dismiss it, you got to talk about it. This is not one of those situations. I am not as hurt or bothered or hot about the rankings as most people, I think, based on what I saw on Twitter, because I think it's going to work itself out for BYU. It's weird that BYU dropped so much based on the resumes of other teams who have one loss like BYU. You're talking about strength of schedule. You're talking about game control. You're talking about strength of record. Tom Fornelli brought this up. It was a great point. When you look at similar one-loss teams like Notre Dame, Miami, Boise State, SMU, and BYU, oh, by the way, head-to-head against SMU, the resumes don't compare. BYU's got the best strength of record among them. The strength of schedule, looking great. Game control, looking great.
So what are they looking at?
Right? The perception for BYU that they dropped precipitously 8 spots after this is silly. But again, I am not riled up or angry about it, because I just believe that BYU's resume, should they win out, should they win at now ranked Arizona State, they would drop out of said rankings, by the way, if BYU wins, beat Houston, and then you play a Colorado or an Iowa State probably, right? That those two wins get you a better resume and ranking than Boise State. Also, by the way, Boise State has not really gone up a ton despite continuing to win. That tells you that the committee doesn't value their resume that much. They put them around 12 each week, right now. BYU would go up if they continue to win the next couple of weeks.
You would think.
I believe that they would go up ahead of Boise State by at least one spot and get that overall 3 or 4 seed. But here's the thing. Here's why I'm not that riled up. What I am riled up about is none of this matters if you don't win Saturday. If you lose Saturday, who cares? You're probably still ranked. Maybe you drop out like Iowa State did after 2 losses. Who knows? They're back in now. None of this matters if you don't win Saturday. So if you win Saturday, then we can continue to have this conversation, and I will fall on, well, BYU still needs to get to the Big 12 title game and win, and when they do, they'll be ahead of Boise State. Don't be that bothered. SMU, what we want is SMU to continue to win, and that win looks even better. But BYU's not going to at-large their way into the playoff anyways. If they had no losses and somehow dropped because they beat Kansas, that'd be different. But I'm not hot and bothered about this that much because I just believe it will work itself out if BYU wins three in a row.
I just want to understand one thing specifically. How does SMU pass BYU when BYU literally won the head-to-head? I want that to make sense, and it doesn't. I thought BYU would show up at number 13. I was not surprised to see BYU behind Boise State in the least, but I was very surprised to see them fall all the way to 14 behind SMU.
I am too, but does it matter right now? Ultimately, December 8th is when it matters. Someone tweeted at me, well, doesn't the committee show you what they think of BYU right now? It's like, yes, but BYU still has Arizona State, and if they make it to the Big 12 title game, another quality game.
Here's where I start to get concerned about this. If BYU does beat Arizona State, and I'm thinking like you, Arizona State would then fall back out of the ranking, so it doesn't count as a ranked win.
But it's still a good win.
How will the committee view this, and is it enough to then jump BYU from 14 all the way to number 11? It would take other teams falling out of the top 11 for BYU then to have a case to jump all the way over Boise State. That's a significant move.
Well, that's
enough to move three spots?
Well, that's assuming that if you don't lose, you don't move. It's like, well, you can move anybody whenever you want based
you
on what
and the
happened.
The committee has shown that they will move teams randomly.
I'm not concerned about yesterday's poll or next week's poll compared to December 8th, right? BYU, if they win out, it'll be just fine. That's my message here and my hope and my prayer, Spencer.
What if BYU doesn't beat Arizona State?
Then it doesn't matter.
Oh, it does matter because there are other paths for BYU into the Big 12 title game, even if they don't beat Arizona
State.
Oh, sure.
We're talking about the playoff. Yeah.
Saying that BYU could still get into the playoff. If they're in the Big 12 title game, they got a shot at the playoff. But
sure.
And there's still a path even if they lose to Arizona State. Several, as a matter of fact.
Right. What does that have to do with the rankings? Nothing.
Then BYU, because the committee has them, if they lose Arizona State and fall, but then somehow there is like a side door into the Big 12 championship
game. Yeah,
they're
tiebreak scenarios.
And they beat Colorado or whoever there. If they're that much lower than Boise State, then that does come into play. Then the highest-ranked Big 12 team or Big 12 championship winner would be behind Boise State.
BYU has lived on a knife's edge much of the season. I'm not in the camp of we can be picky about what seed we're going to be in the playoff at this point. Just get to the playoff, and then if you have to play a road game at Ohio State or whatever, you are in the playoff. It's not the point isn't how you perform in said playoff to me as much as it is get into the playoff, overexceed expectations by a million miles, which BYU has done. Yes, all of that is fun and exciting. But if you got to beat Arizona State, and even if you do, you got to win the Big 12 title game and to avoid going to the Alamo or Liberty or whatever. Like, there's a lot to play out here. If you told me right now, hey, it worked out, BYU got to the playoff, but they were in 11 or 12, I'm like, dude, that's amazing. That's awesome. I would actually probably sign up for that right now, given what the road looks like for BYU the next couple of weeks, man. It's tough with Arizona State, and then if you get to the title game, whoever you're playing there.
I'll be more concerned if BYU, and I know we're talking on some big hypotheticals here, if BYU wins at Arizona State and then handles business against Houston and finish the regular season 11-1, if they are still behind Boise State at that point, then I will raise some flags.
Well, even then, Spence, who's Boise State going to play in the Big 12 title game the Mountain West title
what
game
if compared it's UNL- to what? What compared if Colorado to what BYU State loses and they get a shot at a ranked UNLV team? Now the committee has some fodder to say, well, Boise State beat a ranked team in their championship game. And
now they have one ranked win.
Their only loss is against Oregon. But what if Washington State hops back into the rankings? Then they have two ranked wins, and BYU's got two ranked wins. there is a scenario where BYU could win out.
The strength of record, the game control. It'll all be better for BYU.
It clearly doesn't matter to the committee right now, all those things.
But it's not December 8th quite yet. I know. That's when it matters.
I'm saying if BYU going into championship week is behind Boise State and Boise State has a ranked opponent in their championship game and BYU has a ranked opponent in their championship game.
That will be unranked after they play them, by the way.
Could be the same case for BYU if the Cougars are facing an Iowa State or an Arizona State. And don't scoff. Those are real scenarios.
They carry more. Like, if it's Colorado and they become unranked, that carries way more weight than insert TBD Mountain West Conference.
You would think,
team here.
But I'd have no idea. The committee has surprised me every week with just some head-scratching things.
But also, are we really going to be that upset or picky at we didn't get the bye we had to play in the first round?
Well, do you want to buy
BYU
into the Fiesta?
Getting into the playoff is awesome.
BYU is
this close to having three losses.
If you have the resume.
Why are we so upset at, like, the seeding? Getting into the playoff would be amazing.
Can you imagine being 12-1 and being behind a team like Boise State and
having
to play a road game?
I cannot because of the points I outlined earlier.
Hopefully.
I don't believe that will happen. The resumes don't stack up.
I hope so. The possibility remains out there because of what has happened thus far, that dominoes fall weirdly, that BYU could win the Big 12 championship game and be behind Boise State and playing a road game in the playoff.
BYU's ability to climb is higher than Boise State's. The committee
Agreed.
Has shown us that they're not going to put Boise State into like the 8, 9, 7. They're not climbing like that right now. They're kind of sitting at 12, right?
And less teams above them
lose. Perhaps. But BYU's opportunity to climb is higher because they have meaningful games down the stretch here, including this Saturday.
BYU
and
fans,
again, if you don't win Saturday, none of this matters. That's why I'm like, I'm riled up about, well, this game, if you don't win this game, who cares?
But I do care because, again, this isn't an elimination game for BYU. It is for Arizona State. They would have a third loss. This is not the elimination game for BYU. So it does matter, even if they don't win this Saturday.
I'm not talking about entrance to Big 12 title game. I'm talking about playoff situation.
I'm talking about BYU's playoff situation if they don't beat Arizona State and still get there. Because now you're clearly behind Boise State. If you go
in. But you would be it. Like, so you're concerned about seed. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, beat Arizona State. Oh, my gosh. Beat Houston and get to the Big 12 title game. Oh my! You have like three things before I even think about seed. Like, you have to get to the Big 12 title game. Otherwise, none of this matters. And then you have to win said game.
Find a way.
And then if you do, oh no, we got an 11-12 seed. Like, it's gonna work itself out, dude. And if it doesn't, you're in the playoff.
I know.
Holy crap!
I know. Not saying it wouldn't be great, but there is the possibility that BYU could do more and have a weightier resume than Boise State and still be behind them. That possibility is out there.
I can't stress out about the second house I'm going to buy in 12 years from now. I got to worry.
You're going to buy a second house in 12 years?
I move and then I do. That's the college football playoff right now. You got Arizona State in front of you. You got Houston in front of you. You got TBD 12 Big 12 title game. You got Selection Sunday. Then you have said actual bowl game. That's way down the road, man. That's way down the road. I am not concerned about that whatsoever on this day, November 20th.
You know what?
If you don't beat Arizona State, it mattereth not.
Okay. You know what people should be concerned about that did happen last night, that is today, is the director of the College Football Playoff, Ward Manuel, specifically contradicting himself in regard to BYU. This is why I do not trust the human element. It's weird.
Do you want the BCS? What do you want?
I'm starting to lean towards something like that.
Do you want a hybrid?
I would love a combo of metrics.
Well,
and like, okay,
they are
vote.
Using metrics
you
to humanize.
You almost vote. It's like you vote and that's worth 50%, and then straight metrics are worth the other 50%. There's got to be a happy medium there somewhere.
Well, it's 13 individuals. You would think that they would come up with the right thing. And again, it's not over, so we don't need to freak out like it is. Like, it's not over. It's not December 8th.
But these are the people. This is the logic being used right now.
Yeah.
Okay? This is a direct quote from Ward Manuel when he was asked about BYU and their big drop, and they referenced in the question some great escapes over the last couple of weeks. To quote Ward Manuel, they had a close win against SMU. They had a great win against Kansas State, but then a close win over Utah, a close win over Oklahoma State, And then they had a tough loss against Kansas at home. It was just something the committee had been monitoring all along. Okay, points out all the close wins, right? Then he continues. Look, we give a lot of credit when teams win. And so we don't penalize teams for winning close. He just pointed out all of the close wins and then said, well, we don't penalize teams for winning close. Clearly they do. Like, it's a massive contradiction. Continuing on, I'm paraphrasing. Given some of those games that they played and the close wins BYU had, it just was an indicator that some of the teams that were below them in the rankings last week should move ahead of them, is how the committee assessed BYU. So if you don't penalize teams for winning close, why are you referencing the close games and saying, well, some of those teams should probably move ahead of BYU? I do not understand that.
BYU should be more concerned about throwing a fade at the end of the first half that's intercepted than this. They should be more concerned about three and out after an interception in midfield than this. They should be more concerned about you have the ball at first and 10 at the 15 and you don't score than this. Like, this is BYU's ability to get to the playoff, get to the Big 12 title game, is within their control. It has nothing to do with Ward Manuel or said quote and whatnot. I feel you. Like, I would be more riled up about this today if it wasn't, if there wasn't, like, the seasons on the line game staring at us on Saturday. I'm thinking about Jack Kelly tackling Cam Scataboo. I'm thinking about Sam Levitt scrambling for a first down on 3rd and 7 when probably should have been sacked in the backfield or whatever. BYU's got some bigger issues than this for sure, but it's exciting that BYU's in the mix because it's November 20th. You still have all your goals in front of you. You win the next three, you are in, baby. And then we can complain about other things. But let's just take care of business this Saturday, and then we proceed from there.
Yes. BYU fans, because we are greedy in the moment, want fair and equal treatment of the resume.
Oh, like, I feel you.
Why in the world are Notre Dame and Miami being granted, and even Ole Miss?
Sure. Because
people are like, well, don't lose to 4-6 Kansas. It's like, dude, Ole Miss literally lost to a 3-6 Kentucky team.
Yeah.
Notre Dame lost at home to Northern Illinois.
BYU's not been blowing out fools enough for me to feel like they deserve the benefit of the doubt.
Even though their metrics are better,
they
as you
do.
Pointed out, bang,
but I'm bang, saying, bang. Why don't just beat Kansas and you would be fine? Like, BYU has been extremely skilled, clutch, and some luck to win 4 out of 5 one-score games. Like, it's been awesome. It's been great. BYU could easily have 2 or 3 losses. Easily. They don't, though. They have one, and they still have their goals in front of them. Let's go, man. Let's win Saturday.
Question of the day. Does BYU's number 14 ranking in the college football playoff rankings matter right now? Jerem's staring at December 8th. I'm staring at December 1st, depending on what the Cougars do, and then we will obviously reassess. Ryan Wisp on X answers, it matters if BYU beats Arizona State. Okay, yeah, that's a loaded statement right there.
Even then, I'm waiting 3 weeks. Like, then it won't matter.
NCCC70 on X says, no, because BYU controls what they can control. Win the next three and it won't matter. Our schedule, speaking of BYU's, will jump Boise State.
I think all the metrics, they are better now. They will help you jump over the next couple of weeks. The committee will give BYU a better spot.
What you don't want to happen is Boise State to have an opportunity against UNLV, another ranked team in their conference championship game, and you don't want Washington State to be ranked because that bolsters their resume. That's what BYU fans do not want.
Even then, the resume will be better for BYU.
I hope so.
Even then.
Cole Smith,
metrically it will be.
_14 on Instagram says, not at all. Big 12 is only getting one team in, so BYU has to win the championship regardless.
Yeah, it's true. And if you... Hey, you get in, but you're not one of the top 4 seeds. Like, that would be unfair and lame and blah, blah. You're in the playoff. You're in the playoff.
That's where some other BYU fans are frustrated, is BYU has no shot at an at-large, and they have a resume comparable to other teams that have a great shot at an at-large.
Yeah, I get the...
That is frustrating.
I think I've moved on from just that is a thing that exists, and it's annoying, but I don't feel like that's going to change,
it's
so I'm not going
to. It's clear that the committee does not value BYU as an at-large compared to other teams.
If they had blown out fools more, I think they would.
Hashtag BYUS on an X, Facebook, and Instagram to join that conversation.
With that said, it's just hard to win. Like, how greedy are we going to be here? BYU's 9-1. They could very easily be 7-3. Like, I'm not going to be that greedy because I think BYU has the ball has bounced BYU's way tremendously, to their credit.
beat Arizona State. Let's reassess.
And then we keep going.
Let's reassess.
If you missed last night's Combo Coaches Show, it's a real fun one. BYU football with Klein Stocky, the debut of BYU basketball with Kevin Young. You can catch it on demand on BYUSN.com and the free BYU TV app.
After the break, Uncle B, dual threat analyst Blaine Fowler joins the program. What does he think about this number 14 ranking? And the Arizona State game is the most important game for BYU football since? We'll discuss all of it. This is BYU Sports Nation.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968.
The opportunity to actually get to the Big 12 title game in the expanded playoff, the stakes could not be higher.
We just find a way. Great teams find a way. BYU finds a way. Their identity is built in this. We're live at Studio B. This is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I'm Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan. Let's welcome in our dual threat analyst superstar. He is Uncle B, Blaine Fowler, national champion quarterback at BYU, and he's back on BYUSN. Blaine, we just got done talking at length about BYU's number 14 ranking in the latest college football playoff poll. Understandably, a lot of differing opinions on if this is fair, if it's not, why does BYU not get the respect like other teams do? How are you feeling as you've had a night to think about the number 14 spot in the college football playoff poll as of November 20th?
I'm kind of like you guys. When it first comes out, I have a knee jerk where I'm like, oh, there's just no respect. This is ridiculous. Why are they, you know, why did Miami not fall when they lost to Georgia Tech that many spots? It's just, there's bias in it. And then I remember right after the loss, my mind said, well, that eliminated the chance to get an at-large into the college football playoff anyhow. So does it really matter at that point? Because I felt like they needed to go on and win the Big 12 championship game anyhow if they want to be in the CFP. So it really didn't change anything. And then my more objective self goes and looks. And then I feel like I have some objective evidence that would say they shouldn't be quite that low. Because all of these metrics that they talk about for this committee, if you use all of them, literally all points that BYU should be a couple, if not three or four spots higher, when you look at strength of schedule, when you look at strength of wins, all of the things, strength of losses, all of the things that they talk about, BYU should be higher. But, you know, it is what it is. And then I remind myself of what I thought this team would do at the beginning of the season and where they are now. And then I feel pretty happy about where they're at. And I feel really good about the game this week. And I expect this team to be in the Big 12 championship game and have a shot to win that game to go to the college football playoff. And I think it will sort itself out. I think if they win Saturday and they win convincingly against Houston and then they win, they're going to have a bye. They'll go back in front of Boise because the strength of the wins this week and the team that they would beat in the Big 12 championship. They'll leapfrog back over Boise State. They'll be back as the 4 seed and have a bye in that first week if they take care of business.
Blaine, let me present you with this hypothetical. What if BYU does what you say and they win at Arizona State, quality win, and then they handle Houston and win convincingly with some style points, and they go to the Big 12 championship game and they have a showdown with Colorado? It's a ranked-on-ranked matchup. Let's say it's number 9 BYU versus number 13 Colorado in the Big 12 championship game, and BYU loses by a hair. At that point, do you start to squirm a little bit about BYU not getting the respect as a potential at-large?
Yeah, I do. And like I said, though, I kind of thought that last week's game was a game that could cost them an at-large bid, because that's just kind of the way it's gone all year long with how they've ranked the Big 12 teams. And so I wrap my head around that might happen. Do I think it would be fair? If BYU wins convincingly this weekend and has a convincing win against Houston, and Colorado wins in the next 2 weeks convincingly, and then they lose by a hair in that game, by all rights, the Big 12 should get 2 bids. 2 ranked teams playing in a close ball game, the Big 12 should have 2 bids. But we've seen how this committee ranks teams this year, and there is some bias in it. There isn't any question about it. They can't explain away the bias. And so I would squirm. I'd absolutely squirm. I would think that they would stay in that top 12. If they were 9 or 8 at that point and they lost in a close ball game. But I don't have confidence that they would be, unfortunately.
Especially because the committee says they won't punish a team who loses a conference championship game. But that's a conversation for another day.
I believe they will. Yeah. You're going to see 3 losses on several teams, and you're going to see 2 losses on certain teams. And Georgia and Alabama are sitting there going, yeah, go strength the schedule against us. Go quality wins against us. Okay, our main debate in that trending topic in the opening segment, Blaine, was that will BYU's resume, should they win out and go 3-0 and be the Big 12 champ, will it be higher than and better than Boise State's to where they will be the 3 or 4 seed and not have to be the 11 or 12 playing a road game in that first round? How do you feel about that?
I actually feel pretty good about that. I do think that if they beat Arizona State tomorrow, that's another ranked team, at least what would be ranked at the time. Best thing in the world for BYU was for Arizona State to come on these last couple games and play well and all of a sudden have some national attention and be ranked coming into this game. I do believe a ranked win there and then a win against a ranked team in the Big 12 championship game is enough for BYU to go back over the top of Boise State because Boise State, they're going to win out. Let's face it. Like they've had a couple of games. The thing that Boise State's getting the most credit for is their close loss to Oregon. They're valuing that obviously. And then they beat Washington State, who's having a pretty solid season as well. That's a quality win. Outside of that, the Mountain West Conference, you know, the depth of the conference is not great this year. Colorado State's solid. UNLV's been solid all year. But the rest of that league is not good. I mean, BYU's dealt with this in the past when they were in the Mountain West Conference or when they were in Independence. I think that will, in the end, hurt Boise State and the conference schedule. It will, in the end, help BYU, especially the fact that this Arizona State team has now got some national respect and is ranked. And really for BYU, the Colorado, you know, if Colorado wins out and they play Colorado, 2 ranked teams in that Big 12 championship game and BYU beats Colorado, I think that's enough to move them above Boise State and put them in that 3 or 4 spot.
Blaine Fowler is with us on BYU Sports Nation. We've been discussing this showdown against Arizona State, Blaine. And a lot of national pundits are calling a Big 12 championship elimination game. My stance has changed on that a little bit now that I have looked at all of the possibilities for BYU to still get in the Big 12 championship game, even if they did lose at Arizona State. However, on the Sun Devil side, it very much feels like it is an elimination game for them because they already have the 2 conference losses. So how are you viewing this Saturday and it being a de facto elimination game?
Yeah, it's absolutely elimination game for Arizona State. So they are going to play with kind of a desperate mindset. But I think BYU will also come in with a chip on their shoulders because they feel like they've got something to prove. Spencer, you and I went through, and I heard you talking to Jeremy about it just before the break, You and I went through every scenario possible, and there are multiple scenarios where BYU could lose this game and still get in. And it depends on what Kansas State does and what Iowa State does and if Colorado, you know, all of those things. BYU still – so it's not an elimination game for Colorado, but I think BYU has to – or for BYU in this game this week. But I feel like for BYU it has to feel like it. And I do feel, you know, talking to the coaches – that the sense of urgency in practice this week has been there, and they are treating it like, let's go out, this is the biggest game of the year. And if they win this game, there's very few scenarios, even with a loss to Houston where BYU doesn't get in. How many did we go through yesterday, Spencer? Like 10 or 12 different scenarios we went through yesterday.
At least.
And there's way more ways for BYU to get in than everybody thinks.
Big game with Arizona State. Like, with that said, you'd like to avoid the loss. You'd like to win and then control your own destiny, certainly. This is a tough game. Arizona State playing good ball. They've overachieved, one would argue, as much as BYU, if not more, given that they only won 3 games last year. And Kenny Dillingham and those guys have done a great job. Really good offense, opportunistic defense. They have the same turnover margin as BYU, and that's been a strength for the Cougars. How does BYU win this game in Tempe, Blaine?
Yeah, they've got to be the more opportunistic team. Obviously, they have to do what they've done almost all season with the exception of last week, and that is be aggressive defensively and force turnovers and then take care of the ball on offense. I do feel like they need to be a little more aggressive on offense. What Arizona State is interesting. Arizona State's not fancy in their approach on offense. And I love what Kenny Dillingham's done with his team. Guys, he's a really good coach. He's been coaching football since his ACL injury in high school as a 17-year-old. He didn't play college football. He's dedicated his life to this coaching thing. And he's had great success wherever he's been, but his plan has always been the same. We're not going to do like 9 shifts and 7 motions and do all of these things. We're going to line up. We're going to run a pro-style offense. We're going to feature the players that are our best players. And they're a very much a star-oriented offense for BYU to prepare for. Cam Scataboo, he's the focus. He's going to run the ball. They rarely give it to anybody else. It's not a bunch of option game and RPO and all of this stuff. They hand it out to him. They run a bunch of zone. They run some counter and power. It's not difficult to prepare for other than this team is so well coached that they execute at a really, really high level. And that's how they've won games this year. And on the defensive side, they're not crazy fancy. They get after you. They're really physical up front on both sides of the ball. I like this matchup for BYU. When BYU's been hurt, when BYU's defense has been hurt, it's not been because teams have out-physicaled them. It's been because they've had a few assignment errors. And they typically don't give up big plays. You look at them, Jordan Tyson, the wide receiver, he's the focus. When they want to get the ball, it's a critical time. They're trying to get the ball to him. And the next leading receiver is the tight end, and then the next wide receiver is way down there in terms of production. They rely on Sam Leavitt to just kind of – he's not really involved as a called quarterback run game. What he does, he drops back. If things don't look good to him, he doesn't force it in. He just takes off and runs with the ball, and that's where he's been really productive. So this is the kind of team where you need to spy the quarterback in the pass game, and if he starts to take off, you trigger a linebacker. BYU's got such great speed at linebacker, this type of quarterback in the games this season, they have been able to control and keep from getting big plays, this type of quarterback. They've been really good with feature running backs. So I like the matchup. I love this Arizona State team because I love how well they execute and how – when we say a team is well-coached, you watch them. They just don't – they don't make mistakes that hurt themselves, and they force the other team to make mistakes. That's a sign of really good coaching. They're very similar teams with very similar numbers, but I like this kind of matchup for BYU. I don't think Arizona State's a confusing team to play against.
Blaine, always great to catch up with you. Indeed, you are the man with the plan for BYU. Cannot wait for the game on Saturday. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
You can watch Blaine and the boys from After Further Review last night, breaking it down on the BYU TV app. Check it out on demand now.
After the break, Jay Hill, BYU's defensive coordinator, gives his thoughts on facing yet another tough running back in Cam Scataboo. That and more featured in our headlines on BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Follow BYU Sports Nation on social. We're on Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Welcome back to Studio B. I am Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan. It is time for your Wednesday headlines.
BYU football drops 8 spots to number 14 in this week's college football playoff rankings. Cougars still the highest ranked Big 12 team. Colorado, number 16. Arizona State, number 21. BYU's opponent this weekend. Number 22, Iowa State. BYU's right behind SMU at 13, which makes total sense to no one. BYU beat them earlier this year. Boise State at number 12. And the crux of our conversation in trending.
Those 14th-ranked Cougars, heavy into their preparation for this week's game against number 21, Arizona State. After yesterday's practice, BYU defensive coordinator Jay Hill spoke specifically about the challenge of his defense facing one of the best running backs in the country in Cam Scataboo.
We got our work cut out for us. I'm excited about the challenge. I think that they'll come ready to go. It seems like each week that we face the big-time back that the guys have risen to that challenge, so we better do it again.
Jay Hill has defended against Cam Scataboo when he was the head coach at Weber State and Scataboo was playing for Sacramento State. It did not go well for Scataboo. I'll leave it at that. The Sun Devils, currently a 3-point favorite. Pregame coverage for Saturday's game begins at 1:30 Eastern on BYU TV and BYU Radio.
Now I got to look up the numbers. Jay Hill had a smile on his face. I like that. Women's basketball beat McNeese 85-64 last night to improve the 5-0 for the fifth time in program history. Cougars led by Delaney Gibb and Emma Calvert, who had 18 apiece. Mari Whiting, Kimry Congdon, Brinley Cannon off the bench each contributed 11 points in the win as well. Up next, BYU hosts Northern Colorado on Saturday afternoon. And sticking with women's hoops, Amber Whiting announced the signing of Braden Gunlock, a forward from Big Fork, Montana, for next year's team.
ESPN's Joe Lunardi, hey, bracketology guy.
Oh, yeah, that.
Has BYU men's basketball as an 8 seed in his latest bracket. Cougars, one of 8 Big 12 teams currently in the projected field. BYU, on the men's side, 4-0 to start the season. They'll take on Mississippi Valley State on Saturday and will be 5-0 shortly thereafter.
Yes, they will. This is one of the programs who have had a hard time winning the last couple years. Brielle Kemivor of women's volleyball named the Big 12 co-defensive player of the week after leading BYU to 2 wins last week with 13 total blocks. Cougars host Cincinnati tomorrow night. When there's 16 teams in the league and women's volleyball 15, you just hand out co, because then you can get 2 people, right? Like,
all the
Yegor Demon continues to be the co-newcomer of the week.
Yeah, what is it going to take to just be solo in that regard?
Something crazy.
The BYU swim and dive, or swim team, begins competition today at the Texas Invitational, which will run through Friday. The BYU swim and dive head coach Tamber McAllister announced BYU's 2025 signing class yesterday. 13 athletes signed, including Abe Astle, the top-ranked recruit in Utah, and Josh Hart, the top-ranked recruit out of Idaho.
Josh Hart, the NBA player, swims in college. That's cool.
Solid.
And congrats to former baseball standout Andrew Pintar, who was named the Arizona Fall League Defensive Player of the Year by Major League Baseball. Pintar is an outfielder, 18th-ranked prospect in the Miami Marlins organization.
Is he going to be the next after Daniel Schneeman to get the call up to the big squad? He's on the right trajectory. Still on the way. I'll go one-on-one with BYU linebacker Jack Kelly to discuss BYU's latest ranking. How does he view it? How to stop the Arizona State offense at Camp Scataboo, and how Gary Bohannon is taking a big role this week.
Sorry, what?
BYUSN.
One of the strongest dudes I've ever met. This kid works hard, puts his head down. One of the best to do it. He's gonna be in the NFL for a lot of years to come. The one and only Jack Kelly.
BYU Sports Nation continues live from Studio B. Yesterday, the man we just mentioned, Jack Kelly, spoke with me after practice about defending Arizona State's vaunted rush attack with Cam Scataboo and how backup quarterback Gary Bohannon is taking an increased role in practice this week from a leadership standpoint. That and more, one-on-one with Jack Kelly.
Jack, let's just go ahead and start with the new news of the day, which is BYU shows up at number 14 in the latest college football playoff rankings, still the highest ranked Big 12 team. How do you navigate all of the national pundits and the rankings when you still have 2 regular season games left to play?
Like you said, we still have 2 games, so we got to take it week by week. If we lose those games, that ranking that we have right now is going to mean nothing. So we got to focus on this week, Arizona State. We got a big task at hand, and we just got to take it game by game, and hopefully we can win those.
Several of your teammates mentioned that last week of practice wasn't what they wanted it to be. They said, in other words, the urgency, the details, they just weren't there. So how has the team responded in practice this week after the loss to Kansas?
Really good. Gary Bohannon gave us a great speech just about the teams he's been on, good and bad, about what he needs to see from us, because he's been kind of seeing it from an outside perspective, as he said. And everyone's been really holding each other accountable and making sure that the urgency is there. And when everyone's holding each other accountable, it's really easy for us to make sure we're staying urgent, disciplined, and doing all the things we need to do.
What has the mindset of the team been from the time you walked in on Monday morning following a tough weekend to now you're a couple of days into the week and have some practices under your belt?
I think the team handled it really well. Everyone knew it wasn't the end of the world. We still have everything in our hands in front of us. Everyone came in knowing that we needed to work on some things. We needed to fix little things. And that's what everyone's been doing each and every day, getting that extra work. So I think the team's handled it really well.
On the scout with Arizona State, as you have watched the film and their offense, and a guy you're probably familiar with from your Weber State days in Cam Scataboo, who was at Sac State, now he's at Arizona State. What's the scouting report in 30 seconds on the Sun Devils?
They got great at all 3 levels, receiver, running back, O-line, quarterback. Everyone is very talented. So obviously, Scataboo, he's a physical back. He can run. He's got breakaway speed. He can catch the ball out of the backfield, so he's really good. Their receivers are really good at everything, and O-line is physical. So I think it's going to be a great matchup for us.
BYU's defense has faced some elite running backs, and recently in R.J. Harvey with UCF and even Devin Neal last week against Kansas, you had success against them. So what is it going to take to have success stopping the run for Arizona State with Cam Scadaboo?
I think bringing our A game and just preparing the right way. As long as we're prepared, I think we can be successful. But at the end of the day, we're going to have to come with our A game because he's a great back, like you said, and just have to bring it on every play.
You're talking about one of the biggest games of the year in the Big 12. How do you feel emotionally about the idea of BYU and Arizona State playing for the chance to essentially get to the Big 12 championship game in this moment, this late in the season? What's that like for you?
Honestly, it's surreal. Like, coming here, I don't know what to expect because I've never played at this level. But now that we are here, it's an amazing feeling. We all know that we have it, the possibility of being there. And so we're all super excited, but we know that we can't overlook anyone, and we got to take it day by day and game by game. So we're just focused on right now and trying not to get our eyes set on anything too far down the road.
From a defensive perspective overall, what has the work been like with Jay Hill this week, and how has his temperament been getting the defense ready?
He's been really good. He knows that we expect a lot of ourselves, and he also expects that same thing. So he hasn't been too hard on us. Obviously, he's corrected the things that needed to be corrected. But at the end of the day, practices have been the same. He's just holding that standard and making sure we're keeping it.
I want to go back to the Gary Bohannon conversation. You mentioned some of the things that he said specifically. What did that do to have a leader like that step up, even though he's the backup quarterback, because he's been there? What did that mean to the team in that moment?
Honestly, I think that kind of shifted the mindset of everyone, because everyone kind of was still like, oh, we lost, and thinking like kind of in a bad way. But once he came up there and talked and just kind of flipped our mindset of just what needed to be done now, we can't go back and change that loss. We lost, and we can only move forward from here. So I think he did a really good job of flipping our perspective on what we can do now and staying in the moment now, and we still have everything ahead of us.
I know that this game obviously brings with it some pressure, but there's massive opportunity as well. So on an excitement scale, 1 being low, 10 being the highest, where are your emotions with just general excitement to play in this game?
I'd say probably a 10. I think pressure is a privilege, and so being able to play in this game is a great opportunity. I thank God that we are allowed to be in this opportunity, and hopefully we can make the most of it.
Okay, through 10 games for BYU, how would you sum up what this season has been like for you?
I think it's been great. Just the camaraderie with the boys and just building relationships with everyone around this building has been awesome, and it really makes me feel like I'm a part of a family.
Let's talk about your linebacker family. Harrison Taggart, Isaiah Glasker, and of course you, Jack, there as well. What have the linebackers done to show development through the 10 games?
I think just getting better every game. Obviously, Glasker and Harrison have made significant amount of plays every game, so I think that just shows their ability to improve each week. And then even just the younger guys, you've seen Miles Hall in there making plays, and Sione Moa, Ice Moa, all of them have been making plays. So I think it just really goes to Coach Enna and all the defensive coaches for allowing us to develop and giving the trust in us that we can go out there and make plays.
I love it. We're expecting beautiful conditions, afternoon game in Tempe. A little different than the cold weather you've played in, but how do you feel about the prospect of playing in the heat of Tempe compared to what you were dealing with last week?
I think it's going to be a positive thing for us. We just got to make sure we handle this week right and prepare the right way with as far as nutrition and hydration. So as long as we can handle those things, I think it's going to be an amazing feeling playing in 70-degree weather, going from I think 32, something like that last weekend.
Hopefully the hits don't hurt as much, that's for sure. And we'll finish with this. What's your message to BYU football fans who may be a little down after the loss to Kansas, and what can you say to them to get them ready for this game?
I'd say put your faith in us, trust that we're doing the work, and the coaches have been doing their job to get us prepared, and we're going to do our job to go out there and hopefully come out with a win.
Jack, we appreciate the time, man. Good luck against Arizona State. We're giving you all the karma we can muster up.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Watch Jack Kelly and the Cougars coming up Saturday as the pregame show, BYU Sports Nation Game Day, starts at 1:30 Eastern on BYU TV. Cougar pregame live, same time on BYU Radio. Number 14, Brigham Young. Number 21, Arizona State. 3:30 Eastern on ESPN and BYU Radio. And, of course, postgame coverage on the home of the Cougars, BYU TV and BYU Radio.
There's only one appropriate way to wrap up today's show. And it's by playing Know the Foe, Arizona State Edition. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Sports Nation, you hear the music. You know what time it is.
Is this the official music of Know the Foe?
It is time for Know the Foe, Arizona State Edition. All right, Jeremy and I will compete against each other, answering random bits of awesomeness that our producer Colton Potter has put together.
And the loser has to be on the College Football Playoff Committee.
We gotta win! Colton, what do you have for us? Number one.
All right, Jeremy, we'll start with you. Arizona State's mascot is the Sun Devils. How many of the 352 Division I universities has the word devil in their team name?
Well, Mississippi
One,
Valley
two,
State.
Three, or four?
Got the Delta Devils. You got the Blue Devils of Duke, of course. Let's see, what other devils are there? Sun Devils, of course. So it's at least three, but is there another one in D1? Ooh.
Arizona State does not count in this answer.
Oh, Arizona State, sorry.
How many other?
Other, thank you. I should read the question. That's why I didn't do well at BYU academically. So it's at least two. I'll go C, three. There's one other I'm not thinking of.
Okay. No, ding, ding, ding. That is correct.
Oh, that's correct. who's the other one I missed?
Central Connecticut is also the Blue Devils.
They're D1?
Central Connecticut has... Oh, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Central... Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, Jerem gets the point.
Wait.
Even though you got the fake news there at the beginning. Okay, next one.
All right, question number two. This is for you, Spencer. Arizona State University is located in Tempe, which is one of the warmest cities in the country. When was the last time Tempe received natural, measurable snowfall? 1970, 1980, 1990, or never?
No, it's happened for sure. It's happened at some point. Wow. Oh, man. Listen, I'm an 80s guy, so I'm going to just roll with B, 1980.
I'll go 70.
It is 1990.
Okay.
Tied so ever, you
1990.
Dog.
Like natural measurable snowfall. It hasn't happened in 34 years.
That's spectacular.
Hi. There is no snow in the forecast on Saturday. That is also a guarantee. Okay, Colton, what do you have for us next?
All right, Jerem. Arizona State University has one of the largest student enrollments in the country.
They do.
Which late night show host is an Arizona State graduate?
Oh, good question.
Is it A, Jimmy Kimmel, B, Jimmy Fallon, C, Conan O'Brien, or D, Seth Meyers?
Not Fallon. It might be Kimmel. Conan O'Brien's like a Boston guy. It's either Fallon or Meyers. I'll go Kimmel. Hey.
Yep. That's the answer. I knew the answer to that.
Nice. Our dude Matt Berry of ESPN, also Arizona State guy.
Yes.
Yeah. They have a good journalism school like BYU. Yeah.
I hope Matt can keep it together when BYU destroys his team's playoff hopes on Saturday.
Let's go, baby. Hey, I'm 2-for-2. I feel like that's the first time all year I've done that. I'm pretty
excited. It's been a while.
I'm pretty excited right now.
You may have already clinched it. Okay,
all right,
next.
Last question. This is for you, Spencer. The state of Arizona is home to 51 species of cacti. Which of these is not a real name of a cactus species? Is it A, pancake prickly pear, B, sticky willy, C, teddy bear chola, or D, counterclockwise fishhook?
Good grief.
Is that the largest word that looks like it shouldn't be one? Like, I'm seeing, like, spaces everywhere. And fishhook.
I'm going to go with C, teddy bear chola.
Give me D, counterclockwise fishhook.
Is it
the correct
pancake
answer
prickly
is,
pear?
Sticky Willy. Oh.
That's the nickname of your cactus. But both of us had family members that lived in Arizona for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. And that don't now.
Apparently, we need to study up on all the different species of cacti.
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
Cactus.
What the heck does a counterclockwise fishhook cactus look like?
Oh, you don't know?
Google that after the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeremy won. I think it's first time season.
No, I've won before.
All season.
I've won before, haven't I?
On this season?
Yeah.
I don't know that you have.
Really?
Maybe we've tied. I think it's your first win.
All right.
Congratulations.
Call me Mississippi Valley State.
Good vibes for Arizona State. Jeremy, I mean, you're manifesting a win for BYU.
Yes. Well, I want it for you because you're going to be there.
Let's go.
I'll be here.
All right. Our elite voice of the day, presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated, answering, does BYU's number 14 ranking in the CFP rankings matter right now? At VivendLish on X says, if Yoda were a BYU fan, wait, he is, right? He'd share my same sentiment.
You can do it.
Rankings matter not. Win or do not. Moral victories, there are none.
Very nice. Very nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
You could probably do it better than me. Today's Rise and Shout Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Hey, women's hoops, 5-0 for the fifth time in school history. Let's go, baby. Gonna be 6-0.
It's gonna be 6-0 and they beat Northern Colorado.
Yeah, they beat Northern Colorado.
Both BYU teams will be undefeated when they go to their tournaments in the San Diego and Cancun locations.
I like it.
There you go. Our thanks to today's guests, Blaine Fowler and Jack Kelly.
Sorry to Dennis Pitta, we ran out of time, although it was good to see you Saturday.
For Jerem Jordan, I'm Spencer Linton. And a final shout out to Matt Bellini. We'll see you tomorrow for another live edition of BYU Sports Nation. Beat the Sun Devils!